Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I can't remember the last time that we said this, but let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by the current leaders in the AFC West standings. The Denver Broncos, Andrew Mason of Denver Sports 104.3 joins us on the show. Andrew, I hope you enjoy that title because the plan is for you guys not to have that for too much longer. How's it going today, my man?
All right. Well, I mean, y'all have got the two games left on the schedule to try and catch up, right? So, I mean, technically, it's still in the Chiefs' grasp. Y'all still have control of your fate in the AFC West as far as things go. So, I mean, we'll see what happens.
So let's just start with this, Andrew. How are we here with the Broncos? Because last year, I thought the Broncos were a good team, but I thought it was pretty clear that they were a wild card team, and they lost in the first round of the playoffs. But you felt very optimistic. You had your quarterback. You got your head coach in place. You had some decent talent around them. The expectation was to take the step forward. It looks like they are taking the step forward. How did we get here with the Broncos?
Well, those close losses that they had last year, and of course, y'all saw one of them at Arrowhead that came down to the last second field goal attempt that Leo Chanel blocked. Those close losses, they've become wins. Now, they remained losses in September, so that carried over to walk-off defeats at Indianapolis, at the Chargers in weeks 2 and 3. But then they play Philadelphia in week 5. Come back from a 2-score deficit in the fourth quarter, get the win. And, I mean, that was the second win on this 6-game winning streak, but it just seemed like that game, that fourth quarter, that was a hump for this team to get over. And since then, they've pulled off a bunch of wins, most of them of the comeback variety. They played lousy against the Jets, but got a late field goal in the fourth quarter to win. They played terribly for 3 quarters against the Giants, but then came back in the final 6 minutes from a 3-score deficit, got the win. Blew out Dallas. That's the one complete game they've played in the last few. And then in Houston again, trailing going into the fourth quarter, got 11 fourth quarter points, got the win. They haven't figured out how to play a complete game except against Dallas, which has the struggling defense, but they seem to have figured out how to close out games, and Bo Nix seems to have that clutch thing, the ability to make plays in those end-game situations, in those end-game drives in him, and that's allowed them to ride this and have a 6-game winning streak.
We've been asking the question, are the Broncos a good team? We've been asking that for about a month here, and I would say the answers around town are changing around the Broncos. I don't think there's any question that the Broncos are a good team. I think they're going to win 11 or 12 games. They certainly have earned that. Do you see them as a Super Bowl contending team? Because it sounds to me like what you're describing, and from watching them this season, is right now they're winning a lot of those coin flip games. And I think we know how the NFL works is eventually the coin just lands on the other side and the house of cards can potentially come crumbling down. Do you look at this team as a Super Bowl contending team, what you're watching in Denver?
Well, I look at them as a Super Bowl contending team because I'm not sure there's a great team this year. I think we may be looking at teams that are good to very good being the Super Bowl contenders, and I'm not sure that there is that juggernaut, powerful team that you look at and say, wow, they're the colossus that you can't knock off. I don't know that that team exists this year. It seems like every team, even the ones that we're talking about as contenders, they have a potentially fatal flaw. And I mean, you know, you talk about the close wins. I mean, some that does end up coming back on you at some point. I mean, now sometimes that point ends up being the following year. You could argue with the Chiefs, for example, having all the close wins last year, there's a little bit, there's a regression this year. Those are not going their way this year. I'm not sure the Chiefs are much different in terms of the quality of team they are this year, but they're losing close games, but they won them last year. What I would say for the Broncos is sometimes when you see a lot of these types of results, sometimes I do wonder, is this a little bit like the 2022 Vikings, for example, that they won an awful lot of close games in the regular season as a team that was emerging, and then they got into the playoffs, they played the Giants in the first game, and they lost. I mean, is it a team like that, or is it a team that keeps on winning as they get into December and into the postseason? I think that's a question that I'm not sure that we have the answer to right now.
Right now, we're talking to Andrew Mason. He's with Denver Sports for 104.3 out in Denver, Colorado. Andrew, let's talk about Bo Nix. The same way that I got questions about the Broncos as a team, I feel like those questions just kind of center around Bo Nix. The numbers have taken a step back from last year, but the production as a team is better this year. I don't know what to make of Bo Nix. He hasn't really taken that leap forward that I thought that he possibly could. Where do you stand with Denver's quarterback right now?
Well, he's getting the offensive numbers. He's getting more support from the running game. J.K. Dobbins has been a very nice pickup for the offense. And R.J. Harvey as the second running back, someone who can deliver some explosiveness in the passing game as a target there, that's certainly helped Bo along. It's interesting to look at his numbers because some of the advanced analytics on him are not kind. I mean, you look at, say, or even you know, some of the numbers, like you look at success rate, for example. His success rate's one of the lowest in the league. Success rate being what percentage of his plays end in, like, success for the offense. For example, if you get 8 yards on a pass play on 3rd and 12, that's not success because that's not what the offense was hoping to do. You didn't move the chains. So his success rate is low, so you're not seeing consistency from Bo Nix, and certainly you're not seeing consistency throughout the game because the offense is often stalled throughout the game, but you're seeing good things happen in high leverage situations. You're seeing the offense look pretty effective when they go 2 minutes. And this is another thing to kind of add to that. You kind of ask, okay, when the offense goes 2 minutes, when the offense goes up tempo, it looks pretty good. So why don't you do that more often? Well, Sean Payton likes to sub in plenty of players play to play because he likes to get in the right personnel groups. He's got this tug of war going on. So there's really just, it's kind of confusing sometimes. With Bo, the other thing is, sometimes the footwork is a little bit inconsistent, and this has revealed itself on some missed opportunities on deep balls. The chances have been there to hit deep passes, to hit open receivers, but sometimes even when he's got a clean pocket, sometimes he'll take an extra step before he throws or he'll throw off his back foot, and that's led to some inaccuracy on the deep passes, and that has held down his overall production and why you haven't seen his numbers take the step up that I think a lot of people were hoping to see. So it's a decidedly mixed bag for Bo Nix, even though the team is an the team wide on the offense, it's looking more productive. So, I mean, it's leading to this, you know, it's leading to this debate. Is Bo Nix that good, or is he, you know, or is he not? I mean, I would say that certainly the running game, and I think Sean Payton's offensive scheme, I think certainly that is helping him along and maybe masking some of the developmental growth issues that are existing with Bo Nix right now.
Right now, we're talking to Andrew Mason for a couple more minutes. He covers the Denver Broncos. I think you guys have the best cornerback in the National Football League in Patrick Surtain. He's out with an injury right now. He obviously isn't going to play for Thursday Night Football. Do you think he plays next week against the Chiefs?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Well, there's a chance that they did not put him on injured reserve. And I think he's going to try to go in that game. It's a question of, obviously, is he going to aggravate that pec injury? If he twists, does he run the risk of turning a 3 or 4 week injury into something more severe? Like, can they protect him with that pec and prevent him from aggravating that? I think that's going to be the big storyline out here for the practice days next week, is will Pat Surtain be able to go or not? I think he will try in those practices to be ready to go. And the fact that they didn't put him on IR tells you that he's looking to try to be ready for that game. It's a question of whether they want to expose him or not. Certainly, if they get the job done tonight and they know that the worst that they can leave with that game with is a game and a half lead in the AFC West, I do wonder if they're going to maybe try to save him from himself a little bit and say, all right, take this week, take the bye week, come back on the other side of it. So I think actually tonight's result could have an impact on whether you see Surtain next week or not.
I'll get you out of here with this. Obviously, I think it would be early to call the division, and Denver still has to go to Kansas City on Christmas. But let's say that Denver wins today. I mean, they're 8.5-point favorites at home against a team that's not going anywhere. If they lose this game, then that's a big missed opportunity. But if you're heading into that game, I'm not going to say that it's over, but you got a chance to land a deafening blow to Kansas City. If they can take care of home next week, they can be 9-2 while Kansas City is 5-5. Like, Kansas City's really got to get going, and Denver has to have a pretty big collapse down the second half of the season. So maybe it's worth it if you're Denver to try to push it to potentially end Kansas City's chances of winning the division.
Yeah, potentially. But the thing is, if you get that win, but you lose Surtain now. They did just beat Houston without Surtain, but that was Houston without C.J. Stroud for three quarters, and they really had to labor to get past the Texans, even though they didn't have Stroud for much of that game. So, you know, I'm a little bit risk averse sometimes. I'm not sure I would do that if I were the Broncos, but you are right. I mean, if they get the win over the Chiefs, at least in regard to the Chiefs, the division race might be on lockdown. The Chargers could still close, but the Chargers have some tough games left, and of course, they're trying to patch up their situation in offensive tackle as well with Alton Slater down. So, yeah, it's certainly an opportunity there for the Broncos. So, I mean, I do get what you're saying, but the other thing for the Broncos is, like, if you risk Surtain and he turns that pec strain into a pec tear, then you don't have him for a playoff run that you might be in if you play him next week and he aggravates that injury. So it might be some even longer term situation considerations beyond that game that they have to weigh when making the Surtain decision.
I understand it's a different part of the body, but this feels like the same argument we just had in the NBA about Tyrese Halliburton and a strain, and you got to play him because of the magnitude of the game, and then worst case scenario ends up happening. That is Andrew Mason joining us on the show. He is with Denver Sports 104.3. Andrew, something tells me that you will be on the show next week as the Chiefs and the Broncos have the most important game that they've had in a long time in this division. Happy to have you pop on with us today, my man.
All right, appreciate it. Look forward to it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.